This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want to see an honest press. When I started off today by saying that it's so important to the public to get an honest press. The public doesn't believe you people anymore. Now, maybe I had something to do with that. I don't know. But they don't believe you.
All right, so how about that? Donald Trump addressing the press at a press conference at the White House. Pretty much the daily briefing is where he jumped in, and that's where we jump in. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A lot of reaction to this, in many ways positive, and in many ways, it's just the typical thing. People reacting negatively or positively. It's just like we have an earthquake where we've split ourselves in four pieces in the United States. So Trump railed against the media. He said, you know, I'm not ranting. I'm having this conversation with you. I'm not ranting. But it was combative because, you know, I think that everybody was stunned, frankly. And this was, you know, this meeting with the White House correspondents about a cabinet pick turned into the back and forth over the press, a lot of it. So he says the media is trying to attack our administration because they know we're following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. And another point, he said, I'm not ranting and raving. I'm telling the truth. The last couple of days have been brutal for the White House because they've been just being pummeled with an onslaught of news stories that are saying it's chaotic and chaos and it's engulfing this administration, stories that led to the resignation of the National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, Labor Secretary nominee, Andy Puzder, who had, you know, withdrew. And so they say there's in-house fighting with the top aides and what are the ties to Russia. So Trump was expected to face a lot of questions from reporters who've been frustrated, they say, by their lack of clear answers and access to the president. So what you had was you had, you know, different people saying different media portraying this differently. Trump called the New York Times front page story Wednesday a joke and a Wall Street Journal story almost as disgraceful as the failing New York Times. He went on to say Russia's fake news. Russia, this is fake news put out by the media. So he's got a love-hate relationship with the press, of course. And he says he criticized CNN's coverage and made jokes about ensuring that CNN's White House correspondent Jim Acosta, who shares the same last name as the new Labor Secretary nominee, were not related. So, you know, it was interesting. It was fascinating to watch it. No question about it. All right, let's take a couple. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Jack Down Under. Jack Alexander. Jack, how are you?
Oh, I'm getting better, thanks, Katie.
Yay.
As you know, in November, I hit a kangaroo on my motorcycle doing about 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
And it threw me off. So, yeah. But when the tow truck driver, when I went beyond pay the tow truck bill, when he says to you, how did you survive? You can imagine how damaged the bike was.
Oh, but very damaged.
The tragic thing is that I have hit three more kangaroos in my 4x4 since then.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Either I'm attracting them or some lemming genes have crossed in them. But I have called to collect a bet, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been about 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago.
Just on 2 years, a certain Donald John Trump announced that he was running for president. And on that day, the day that he announced, I bet you on air that he would not only win the nomination, but he would go on to be president.
Well, good for you. That's good then, I guess. I don't even remember, but I'm going to say okay.
It's been so refreshing. Mind you, I will apologize to Americans on behalf of most freedom-loving Australians. Thanks to the injunction on the immigration court case, the United States managed to take receipt of 1,200 Middle Eastern type gentlemen who were deemed by Australian security officials to be too dangerous to let into Australia because of their potential risk to terrorists. Mr. Obama had agreed to take them prior to him leaving office. Then Mr. Trump stopped that. Then the court injunction came in. They were immediately hustled, 1,200 of them, onto a plane or onto a couple of planes and delivered to the United States. So I would like to apologize on behalf of that.
Well, thank you for that.
You and I are going to be neighbors, my dear.
Why are you moving to the United States?
Yes. We've finally got our legal stuff sorted out. So in about 12 weeks' time, I am back stateside. And we are house shopping at the moment in Texas.
Where are you going to live in Texas?
Palestine. We have
that's awesome.
Palestine. That's about 100 miles from where the satellite studio is, my dear.
I love it. That's great, because for people who have been following the saga of Jack, and we'll just tell them, people new to the show, Jack has been trying for how long to get to the United States with your family legally?
About 15 years.
Oh, that's crazy. Yay, congratulations.
Beginning of May, I should be landing stateside, and I will be actually fighting for citizenship.
Wow.
I'm an immigration lawyer who believes that because of my mother's U.S. citizenship at birth and the extenuating circumstances about that, that it should be passed down to me. So we're going to fight that in the courts there in Arizona and then head on there to Palestine and plant roots. Although I understand the mosquitoes are a bit of a problem there in Texas.
Right, but that's easy to deal with. Yeah, there's all kinds of remedies for that, Jack. That's great. So, wow, welcome. That's awesome that you are finally coming to the United States. Woohoo! Some applause for that, Jack. Thanks for the call, and we're glad you are right. By the way, as Jack was telling us, kangaroo collided with his motorcycle. It's common. In Australia, you see a lot of kangaroos and that kind of stuff can happen, certainly. But many of us have followed what's happened with him as he's tried for a very long time, as he just said there, to come to the United States. All right, we're going to take some more phone calls and let you hear what President Trump had to say about Russia and all the controversy over that. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Tomorrow they will say Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you, you know, you're dishonest people. But I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it.
All right, so there's a little snippet of Trump and what happened with the press on Thursday. I know a lot of people are trying to jump in on this. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. It was a wild day. I love it. Let's go to Phil the Patriot in New Orleans. Oh, my favorite city. Hey, Phil, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm greatly blessed. I am greatly, greatly, greatly blessed. And I wish the same for everybody out there. And I have a question. What do Tom Brady, Wild Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots, Donald Trump, and the 65 million people who voted for him have in common?
Patriotism.
Exactly. Not only that, none of them are finished winning again. All of them are making America great again, safe again, and most of all, number one again, just like the Super Bowl. And it was the greatest Super Bowl ever. Wake up, America, and God bless.
All right, Phil, thanks. It was the greatest Super Bowl ever, I think. It certainly is in the top five. There is no question in my mind about that. It was stunning, that Brady comeback, just absolutely stunning. He cemented himself in history. He already was there. All right, let's go to Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Good morning, Kate, and good day to you.
Good day. Hello.
It's good to hear Jack's doing good.
Yes.
I reckon for Izzy out there, you know, I could have went with FedEx, but, you know, that's just federal government, you know, collecting DNA. It's more natural to go brown, Izzy.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Kate, you know, I'm just staying away from this. I've done another Grim tune that I'll mail. Maybe think it's good enough to post. But I'm staying away from this Trump thing and let him do his own thing.
There you go.
You've been talking about this flood.
Yes.
You know, out in California.
Yes.
But it falls into about the same thing as the media problem that he's having and just general politicians. You know, you take any company, they're supposed to set aside, when you start a company, 15% to 17% to upgrade, to maintain whatever it is that you are in the industry. Because if you don't, then, you know, when you get to going, you could collapse because you're not maintaining your equipment or your factory or whatever it is you're doing.
Right.
And this is the problem with our infrastructure, is even on a state level, they've taken all these funds. It's the same thing with Social Security. Just go out and look at your elected officials and see how well they live. That's where the money went. I mean, look even at Obama. How did he end up with a $14 million home in Hawaii?
Yeah. That's it. Let's answer that question. Yeah.
Especially when he posted that very year his income tax of only $1 million.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. And see, this is what they're trying to protect themselves from, Donald, because he's not part of that system. It's because they want to stick it in the general fund and spend it on themselves and their family. And
yeah.
And yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. There is hypocrisy.
You know, if I could really speak the way I would want to speak on air, I'd be like Penn is on their program, you know, on Showtime.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. I've seen it. Yep.
Because I'd be just like they were with PETA.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so common sense. And see, they played on the fact that we're supposedly ignorant. We're not people, or politicians of state, or elected officials. We're not that dumb.
Right. We're not that dumb.
As a matter of fact, we're getting more and more of an educated class than ever. The problem is they knew that and incorporated liberal teachers in it. Oh.
Yeah, there's no question that we're at a very, very precarious point in our history, and we're watching as we try to traverse whatever this new normal is, and it's wild. We knew it would be. You knew it would be.
No doubt. We're in times of, we're repeating history of the Roman Empire.
I agree. It's funny that you say that. That's exactly what I think.
Well, that's exactly what I see. You know, I almost was worried that Obama was just another Nero. But he could still be. That's what I keep saying. He's more effective out of office. You know, you've heard that he's trying to get his library built there in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Well, I drew a tune, but, you know, it's kind of very prejudiced, but I drew a tune and sent it to you about what I consider his library should be. Because we still got plenty of them in the courthouses down here in the South that they took down.
Yeah, I was sort of surprised by that, though, actually.
Well,
you know, why they're usually it's where, you know, where you really hang your hat or where you are most of the time.
Well, instead of spending money to get rid of it, they take it home and, you know, buy another cow for their ranch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true.
And they stick it down in the basement of these or the attics of these old courthouses.
Yeah.
But still, yet there's some pride because the antebellum pride, we don't want to tear it down. We want to refurbish it.
Right.
And I'm really sick of all these million-dollar committees to see if it's worthy of, you know, rebuilding the thing. You know, they spend more money doing studies on whether it's worthy to keep it instead of, you know, listening to the public say, yeah, we want to keep it. Let's spend the money to do it.
Exactly. So true, huh?
Oh, yeah. But see, that's just it. That's what bureaucracy does. It puts nickels and dimes out of the billions in their pocket.
Yeah, and that's what they're looking at. Yeah.
Same way with the pothole situation. You take common pothole that occurs all over this country. And, you know, their theory is to throw asphalt in it that costs, you know, $100 a shovel load.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't cost that much.
Right, but they charge that, you're right, and write that down. Yeah.
Instead of, you know, going down and refurbishing the surface of it or just continually building on it like the Romans used to do. Their roads were 6 foot deep, and you still drive on them today over there.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
I never have been able to figure out why they want to tear up an already hardened surface instead of expanding upon it. Because eventually the pothole will disappear.
Exactly.
Oh,
it will. It will.
On. This is just coming from a dumb engineer here.
A dumb engineer. You're not dumb.
Hey, I was in Walmart yesterday, and a couple of girls, because after the holidays, I go get the candy when it's half price. And there's a couple of girls shopping in the Valentine's area, and I made a suggestion. You know something? You girls could open your own business if you buy up some of these stuffed animals and dye them green. St. Patrick's Day.
I love it.
Far away.
Oh.
And they all both looked at me, boy, you're smart.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
That's great. Just dye it.
I said, you could probably get the whole thing if you walk in here and talk to the manager for even 75% off.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
But, you know, that's just things entrepreneurs see. You know, there's plenty of companies out there, liquidator companies, that buy up overstock stuff and
yeah.
make fortunes.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad
to hear Jack's going to be in the States. And I got another suggestion. If he's house shopping, companies have sprouted up due to the West Nile and the Zika, Jack, that use foggers around the outside of the house.
Boy, that's true.
Perfectly safe. You know about them, Kate.
Yeah, I use them.
Perfectly safe.
Yeah.
And they operate, and you wait for them to dissipate, and then you can go out mosquito-free. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a home, Jack, see if it comes with a house. If not, make a deal with the owner to have it installed, and you increase the value of the home.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that it's so, if you can get one of those, if you have that, thanks, Grim. I know some people that do have that, and it's worked like a charm. There's one where you can do a handheld thing, and there's one where you've got them lining the property, and I know what he's saying, where the fogger pushes it out, and that really, really is super, super effective, but not cheap. But it would increase the value of the house. Stay with us. Odds and Ends coming up.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You are what you eat,
No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you seen the movie yet, Hidden Figures? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And I cannot believe, I mean, I guess I can believe it, but we know that there are other people out there just like what we saw portrayed in the movie. And we're going to introduce you to one right now, Olympia LaPointe, who just has an amazing story. Imagine you fail math and science until the 11th grade. Then a math teacher takes you under their wing, teaches you how to think differently. You end up graduating at the top of your class. You're hired at Boeing after graduating. You're 21, and you work to calculate the probability of catastrophic explosions in space flights. Incredible. And we're just scratching the surface here as far as this rocket scientist is concerned. TED speaker and author Olympia LaPointe. Olympia, thanks so much for popping on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm just so happy to be on your show.
So let's talk about your childhood and what I mentioned that how did your brain get turned around and did you get in the groove of really liking math and science? Because I'm assuming you got there because there's no way you could do the job you did if you didn't change your mind.
Oh, thank you so much. People always ask me that, how did I turn my thinking around? As you mentioned, I was a rocket scientist for NASA's Space Shuttle Main Engine Program, and we helped launch 28 missions to space. But people are surprised that I failed algebra, failed geometry, failed calculus, and failed chemistry. And I have to look at that because that was my path and I learned from it. But what I specifically grew from that is the realizing that everyone is intelligent. Everyone is smart, but only if they understand how to use their brain. And I was someone who loved math after going to a field trip when I was 6 years old to JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in California. I said I wanted to be just like a rocket scientist, and I didn't know how challenging that was going to be. In elementary school, I studied mathematics, and I failed algebra. And I didn't realize that when most people go through an emotional experience in their life, the first place it usually shows up is in their mathematics and science education, but specifically in their mathematics education, because that's where the brain is required to use the frontal brain lobes. When someone is going through any type of emotional turmoil like I was going through, or any child that's going through any type of emotional turmoil, whether it is a bad teacher, if it's difficulty at home with the parents, if it's a hard time at school, it shows up in the mathematics education itself. That's where the brain actually processes the difference between fear or problem solving. And when someone has problem solving going on or solution finding, the frontal part of their brain lobe is actually firing and the fear is not. And what turned my life around is that a teacher, it was in 11th grade, sat down with me and showed me how my brain worked. And no one had ever done that before. And that was the turning part in my life to allow me to see, oh my God, I'm actually smart. I could actually do this math. And it took a while to actually learn the mathematics, but I eventually got it. And then I became fast at it. And then I was showing other people how to do it. And then I eventually launched rockets with it.
When you go to Boeing and you are this rocket scientist, and it's 1998, and even though, as in the movie Hidden Figures, we see and what happened with those scientists, you had to have overcome, I would imagine, some amazing things because you were young. You're a Native American, French, African American woman. What was your treatment like, or how did you get people to pay attention and listen to you at such a young age?
Well, they didn't. And that's the most funniest thing, because when I watched the movie Hidden Figures, well, first off, I was just so amazed that Hidden Figures was made, because when I looked at Katherine Johnson's life on screen, I actually started crying. Her life and my life were identical. And even though it being 40 years later, after that moment in time, I still went through the exact same thing. And I was so moved to write about that, that I ended up writing the article on the Huffington Post. And in my book, Massophobia, I share about what it was really like to actually be one of the youngest people there and doing the mathematics. And people are unaware that in the rocket science world and the propulsion world, everyone has their piece. There are people that focus on the structural dynamics, how things won't break apart. There's people that look at thermodynamics, what type of fuels can actually be combined and created together so it wouldn't melt the metal when it goes through. There are engine guys and like turbo pump individuals who will look at the type of blade speed that needs to rotate, and rotation does this need to be created in order to exit a swimming pool within like a 6 second time period. I mean, this is the fluid that needs to go through. These are the skills that everyone has. And so my job was a mathematician in the reliability engineering system safety world. So I had to literally go to every single person, capture their math, capture their science, put it all together within one mathematical formula to say exactly which type of explosion would happen before it would occur. And that
Wow.
was the most challenging part, because not all the people were talking with one another.
Oh, communication. Oh, boy, we could talk about that for hours.
And I realized that was the beautiful gift that I brought. And I was one of the very few women there. I would go into this room, and there would be like around 200 people in this room, and I would be like the only woman. And I would look around, and I was sometimes the only person of color, but mainly I was the only woman. And at first I thought to myself, oh my God, how is this going to work? And they weren't used to working with someone who were different than they were. It was just not something that they were culturally expected or prepared to do, I should say. And everyone I worked with were excellent people, but it took time for them to understand that there is a gigantic difference between not necessarily me being a person of color, but me being a woman and they being men. And I think there is such a beautiful diversity opportunity available with men and women working together in the workplace, because what I recognized in my particular personal experience is that me being the only woman in that room, I was the connector. That's what I didn't realize. I had the ability to communicate not only the technical information, but connect everyone together so we were all working in such a team way to prevent explosions that we changed the design. And it was one of the most challenging experiences, I'll be honest with you, the most challenging experiences I ever went through. But it was the most powerful because I realized the role that I had was to connect people as a woman. And that's the most striking thing that I look back on is I had the ability to connect people with the technical information so everyone could see the same picture and make a difference with it.
Wow, that's powerful. As part of that team and doing that, you helped launch 28 space missions, some we certainly know and have talked about when we think about the space shuttle days. For you, and I know this is hard to boil down, what was your proudest moment as far as those space missions?
Thank you for asking that question. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. In my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, it was interesting. At the beginning of the TED Talk, I count down. I do this thing. It's 10, 9, 8, and I count down. And I bring the audience into that moment in time where I'm supporting mission control. And I'm launching this. And that was the most powerful time for me. I had to build and build and build to the point where I knew every single weld. There were over 3,000 welds of the engine alone. I had to know exactly where every single piece of machinery was within the engine. It was like a human body with all these different organs everywhere, where you have to know how each one operates, what's the temperature, what's the pressure. I had to know every single one of the tubes, over 1,000 tubes. I had to be able to know exactly the number of each one of them. And the proudest moment was when I could sit in this dark room for 12 hours looking at this data from all these different things of the engine, supporting mission control in what we call the ROC. It was the most amazing part of my life. Here I was in this room, and I feel like I'm getting emotional right now. Here I was in this room where I was helping launch the rockets, and I was just like the men that I saw in the pictures that were on my field trip in first grade when I was 6 years old, when I told myself I want to be just like those men that I saw. And that was the point in my life where I realized, oh, my gosh, I made it. And I made it. I made it here. And it was sweat and it was tears. It was times in which I thought to myself, how am I going to make through this? How am I going to be able to get this information across to the people? There are times in which I remember the second day I was hired and one of the people came to me and circled me and looked and was in complete awe because they had never seen a woman working on the floor before. And later on, he became one of my biggest supporters. But I remember right after that, ladies I didn't even know, brought me over into the restroom and told me, all right, you don't know us, but just to let you know, we've been here for years. You're like the first engineer that's come on this floor. And just to let you know, there's a few men that will push your buttons just to make you seem emotional. And it's important that you stay calm, because at any moment that you do not keep yourself calm, you'll have a reason to put a man in your place. And it was just coming from women that took me to the side in the restroom. And so when I saw the hidden figures for the restroom scenes, I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is just like my experience. And when I sat in that dark room supporting launches, I knew that I had made it out of all those experiences. I made it. So that was the most important thing to me.
Wow, what a story. You can check out her TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, over 500,000 and counting views worldwide. Olympia LaPointe, what an inspiration. Rocket scientist, TED speaker, and author. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It has been so fun to be on your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Olympia.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about many of the new president's proposals, including, how about this, 6 weeks paid leave for new mothers. So there's a lot of conversation about how is this going to benefit the American families and what's happened in the past. Florence Ann Romano, who is the Windy City nanny, she's been on the show before, joins us. She's in our virtual green room. Florence, thanks so much for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back.
So 6 weeks paid leave for new mothers. As somebody who's been in the nanny capacity and seen really stressed mothers of all different sorts, I'm certain of it. What do you think this would do? Would this be a huge benefit? It seems almost obvious that it would be, right?
It would be a huge relief for mothers. And if you look beyond just how this affects moms, they're really talking about paternal leave. You know, this is really for both mom and dad when talking about what happens after you have a baby and what should businesses be doing to support that. Because right now, businesses that are a certain number of employees are not legally required to give you maternity leave. And I understand that, being that, you know, small businesses can't necessarily support that, but our new president does not believe that that should hinder families families from having that time to spend with their new baby, whether or not the mom has the baby naturally or perhaps it's an adoption, whatever the case may be. So I think it's a beautiful thing that he wants to introduce to America, and it's long overdue.
Yeah, and it's not only, you know, talking about that too, it's not only about the women. It's not just a female thing. What about men in so many other countries? Paternal leave is boom right there with it. And I know there are companies that do it, but they're pretty much the exception here in the United States. And if it is a family unit, we're talking about if you take a family unit, that has to be the same thing. Again, a little bit of a break, especially when you're talking about whether it's adopting young kids, babies, all of that. It's a crazy transition time, isn't it?
It's a really big change in your life, and you need all the support you can get because it does change everything. So when we look at the United States and how we treat paternal leave, we're the worst amongst, you know, everybody. It really does need to change. And I think it's actually quite interesting that President Trump's daughter Ivanka is, what I believe is going to happen from what you hear and what you see, is going to take a big role in this and rolling out this plan, because she herself is a mother and had, you know, a business until she stepped away to go move to Washington. And so this is something she understands, and I feel that she wants to connect to the American people about saying, hey, I want this to be my cause. I want to kind of be the modern first daughter, where I'm going to take something on and change something that I feel is an injustice. And regardless of where you stand politically, it's never been my business to give an opinion politically one way or the other, but I think it's a really wonderful bipartisan issue that both sides of the aisle can really come together and say, this is something we want to fix, so let's find a way to do it. And what they're proposing is that they look at unemployment fraud in the insurance system, and they try to take that money that they would save from that insurance fraud and put that toward maternity leave and paternity leave for mothers and fathers in the United States. So it's an interesting example of where they might be able to find the money to do that, to subsidize it for companies that can't afford it. I'm interested to see when this becomes a larger conversation. We see our president doing a lot of things right now that he said he would do during his campaign. So I'm interested to see when this comes about.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it does become a bigger part of the conversation, especially as you mentioned with Ivanka using this as one of her platforms, what's happening in the home and what's going on with young children and the issue of paid leave. That's one of the things that she was saying when she was out there campaigning for her father. Now, one of the things that you did is for 15 years, for people who don't know, Florence has a book out. And it's called Nanny and Me. And for 15 years, of course, you're the nanny. And you started at a young age with being interested in being sort of a mommy's helper. So how did that happen for you? I'm just curious. How does one have that I want to be a nanny thing?
I was really born with that kind of gene in me, or that desire in me to take care of babies. I used to tell my mom I wanted to go to the hospital to get my baby when I was little. And what I meant was I wanted to go to the toy store to get a baby doll. And I'd come home and make a birth certificate for the baby. So
that's great.
Something I was destined to go do, I think. But, you know, really it has to come from a very deep place inside of you, because, you know, mothers, fathers out there, you know, listening, it's not an easy job to raise children. And in today's world, nanny is really being redefined in the new millennium. What does that mean? It really is anyone who's in your life that's taking care of your child in your absence. So this person needs to be committed to the values of your family and what example you want for your child, because they're going to be an influence. So I always took it very seriously that I was kind of like a big sister or an aunt to these kids, and I wanted to be someone they could look up to. Now, I'm not saying I always did the right thing or always acted the right way, but it was a great way for me to grow up with the idea of defining what responsibility meant and learning those skills really young, because there's nothing more scary than thinking that someone's watching what you do and you don't want to be a negative influence. So I think that came from a lot of different places inside of me, of wanting to take care of children and wanting to hone those skills, but also wanting to change the conversation about how child care is in America. And that's kind of what I've taken on as my mission as the Windy City Nanny.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely. It's funny as you talk about the fact that the role of the nanny sort of, and not sort of, but it is, the role of the nanny has changed and what we think of, you know, nannies, et cetera. You know, it used to be, I think people had an idea in their mind that it was just only rich people could have a nanny, which is not true. And then there was the book, of course, and you know this, The Nanny Diaries, which blew the lid off of Park Avenue nannies, you know.
Right.
And so that was, I mean, of course it was tongue-in-cheek. Some of it was real. But I think it's important. It's important to understand when you're, and you would know this, of course, way better than I would, but when we do this thing called It's Your Business, if you're in the business of being a nanny, from the other side of it, how do you protect yourself when you're going, you know, on a job? You think it's all nicey-nice. Geez, the parents are so nice, and, oh, I can't wait to start this job. But you're kind of vulnerable when you go into someone's home, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought up, you know, nanny is a dirty word. I always like to say that. It's a dirty word today because the first thing anyone's picturing is, like, a Brazilian bikini and someone bathing under a waterfall, and you're hiring this person to take care of your child. And that's not what's going on. But that's the image that the salacious gossip that you hear, you know, about all these nannies cheating in Hollywood. Everyone's thinking that that's the norm, and it's not the norm. That's not what's going on in the average house in America. And you're right, it's not just for the wealthy at all. Everybody needs some sort of help to take care of their children. It's not necessarily a live-in person that's there. So when you look at these different components of why you have a nanny and then, you know, bringing this person into your home, yes, it's vulnerable for both parties because it's a stranger most of the time. And how do you trust someone else? Can you trust someone else? That's the question it begs. So it's vulnerable on both sides because here are the parents having to trust someone, even if it's someone they know, still having to trust someone with their most precious possessions. And then the person coming in has this enormous responsibility to keep these children alive, to be a good influence, to be there when their parents aren't, to fulfill the values of that family. There is so much vulnerability. There's so much pressure on both sides. So when you're going through that process of interviewing a person, you need to be very, very careful and very, very sure that this is someone you want to bring into your home. And that's why you need to spend time with them. Really have them come into your home a couple of times, observe them, get to know them, have a trial period. It's not something you should take lightly. It's not something you should rush. The reason we see such a revolving door with child care is because people are not asking the right questions. They're not evaluating their families correctly, and they're not evaluating themselves correctly. And that's something I really believe strongly in, is if we can ask the right questions, if you can be aware of who you are as a family and what you want and what your goals are, and the nanny is also aware of their goals and what they want from the job, you're going to be set up for success more so than you would before.
Yeah, well said. Florence Ann Romano, take time and go to the WindyCityNanny.com and pick up her book too as well, Nanny and Me. Thanks so much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.